This is Breaking Kayfabe Radio, the best wrestling podcast in the world. Coming to you live from the Pete Castelli Studios in Astoria, Queens, New York. And now your esteemed hosts.
Plural.
Plural. Did you go to school? Plural. It means two or more. Two or more. Your hosts, Chris Guardino and Steven Orellano.
I'm back, baby.
That's right. The guy is
back.
Been
a while. How long has it been?
December. We did a preview for Rise of Skywalker, which you haven't even seen yet.
Nope.
It was awful.
Oh, I believe you.
Awful. I really want you to watch that.
I will. I will do that, and I also will watch wrestling. Because guess what? December is the last time that I've actually watched wrestling.
Yeah, so this is going to be interesting.
Now, if you think, just because I haven't watched something or know about it anymore since December, that I'm not going to come here and scream my opinions on it like I'm right, even though I don't know what I'm talking about, you don't know Jack.
Welcome to America.
Because that is my American right.
You're goddamn right. I don't know what I'm talking about. I haven't studied it. I saw a YouTube video of someone summarizing it.
I saw it on Instagram, and now it made me feel this way, so everyone must feel that way.
Yeah, but I will not trust the mainstream media's opinion on wrestling.
Now, fill me in, because it has been a while. Tell me, how's your favorite wrestler doing, Jack Gallagher? Who is he feuding with?
Who?
Your boy, Jack Gallagher.
Oh, the mustache guy?
Yeah, who's it's been a while. I haven't watched. What's he up to?
I think he molested somebody.
What?
Not to have fun with any of that, but
let's off topic. Then let's move on. But who's the Velveteen Dream? Who is he feuding with?
The police, I think.
What?
I think he also may have molested. He did a little baiting.
He's not around either.
He did a little grooming, a little Crystalia action.
I guess it has been a while.
Oops.
Well, all right. Well, at least Roman Reigns been holding it down, right?
At home.
What?
He's home. He's holding down the living room.
He's not around either.
He's getting jacked, though.
He is getting jacked.
Roman Reigns is compromised. He's immune compromised.
I saw that picture. He's not body compromised because he's bodied up.
Let me tell you something. If Roman Reigns comes back wearing that stupid vest,
no.
I'm done. No. Like, he's got to ditch the vest. I don't know how it's allowed. How's it allowed? This man's got a bulletproof vest.
Is there any, like, word on, like, what he's playing? Is he waiting for, like, a vaccine?
I don't know. No, he's just chilling. Like, yeah. I think he's just like, fuck, I'm going home.
I think he got what a lot of people got, was that like you don't have to go to work.
Yeah.
Like, he got that excuse. And then when he was home, he was like, oh my God, this is amazing.
This is great.
Wait, I can just do what I want? I don't have to be somewhere?
I can cut my own promos here. No script. Be like, oh my God, Daddy, you're actually kind of good at this. I know.
I know, right?
I know, but I'm not telling riddles.
Yeah, sucker and suffertail.
Oh my God, like, I'm actually not bad at this.
Yeah, he's a cool dude.
So yeah. Oh,
I miss him.
I really miss Roman Reigns. And SmackDown, I've talked about this a lot. I think SmackDown is terrible.
It's unwatchable, right?
It's almost unwatchable. There's some good spots for sure, but like, I mean, listen, Raw and SmackDown have both had their ups and downs, obviously, but like, there's just this extra layer of like network TV,
it's
corny
Fox
sloppiness. Yeah, it's Fox. I hate the theme song. Are you ready for some football in Walmart?
Now, let me tell you something. Number two, the reason I'm back is just to ruin this show. Because you've been doing a good job lately. It's been on point. Not much screaming since I've been gone. It's actually just very like mellow. You can kind of like go to sleep to it. And no more. I'm here to bring the energy, bring that sniff of cocaine for the working man.
Yeah,
back to the show. What's the name of the show again?
Breaking Kayfabe.
What do we talk about here?
Wrestling.
All right, cool.
It's kind of like
all
when
caught up. I'm all caught up.
Kind of like when Dennis left the gang. Like, I was moving on.
You were doing better.
Becoming better. Fucking Mindy Kaling or whatever her name is showed up.
Mindy,
like,
Kelly.
I was ready to move on. Ready to
man,
move
no,
on.
You were doing well, and I had to come back like the ex-boyfriend and just. Toxic, ruin it.
I've been very respectful.
No, that's
of the
out the
women's
window.
Division.
No, I'm here to get you canceled, me canceled. This show, Raw's gonna get canceled. SmackDown's gonna get canceled. So everything's getting canceled on 2020.
I haven't mentioned Bayley's behind.
Oh, that fat,
once.
Juicy.
No, no.
What?
Juicy hamburger.
Yes.
That Bayley loves to eat. Yes. Anyway,
I am very happy to be back here. Even though this place is a shithole. It's so not like Joe Rogan studio.
I
didn't even get tested I didn't even get a free COVID test when I come in here. This guy's not even wearing a mask. He's putting me at risk. He's compromising my health.
I gave you an ocular pat down when you walked in. I can sense it. I gave you an ocular temperature read. Okay.
My temperature's definitely off the charts because I'm coming in hot.
Coming in hot. All right. So listen, let's talk some actual wrestling. Last night was Raw. The night before was Extreme Rules. You didn't watch Extreme Rules.
No, I literally have not. I've been trying, guys. I've been trying. All right.
Let me. I didn't. Extreme Rules was okay. There was some bright spots. There was some garbage.
Apparently, from what I've seen, it was actually some good matches and awful booking and like endings.
Really, really bad endings.
Really bad.
Like really, like silly. Confusing. Like I don't know what's going on. Good thing Drew and Dolph.
Did they actually have a match, or was it?
They had a match. This was the stip, and I was happy that it made sense for Ziggler to like put everything in his favor.
Yeah, you've been emphasizing.
But he was like, "It's Extreme Rules," and Drew was like, "Okay." He's like, "For Dolph Ziggler," so it was just extreme for him.
Wait, so he's allowed to use shit?
He's allowed to use shit. Drew's
that's
not.
Actually pretty funny.
It's smart.
Yeah, I
and then
like
it was
that.
Like, if Drew gets counted out, he loses. If he gets DQ'd, he loses the title.
Okay.
So like, it made sense.
That
and
actually
they
makes
did,
a ton of sense.
They did a pretty good job. The disrespect.
Did he get pissed on
Dolph,
again,
bro?
Did he get pissed on again?
Pissed on.
Really?
Pissed all over.
Why does he
like
me?
Yo, Drew is one hand jabbing this guy like it was nothing. Nothing. I get it though. Drew's a horse.
No,
man.
I listen. We've come to accept that that's just what Ziggler is.
Yeah,
this is his character. This is who he is. He probably likes. He's actually in like an '80s movie. He's the jerk off like bad guy who gets snuffed at the end.
Yeah,
that's what he is.
He's this.
So when it comes to the main match, he's gonna get put down.
He's gonna lose the big race.
Yeah,
that's
he's gonna
it.
Lose the big ski
know?
Race.
Yeah,
that's, you know, that's it. At
he's
Mount
like,
Cool.
My dad owns this.
His dad owns a resort. And he's going down in the final act.
Yeah. You know.
And you know he's going to lose the whole movie. It's never in doubt. Like, you know he's going to lose the match.
It's like,
you still watch because he's wildly entertaining and incredibly. Yo, Dolph has been killing it. Am I not?
A little more.
Dolph has been killing it lately.
I love Dolph. But, like, yeah, it made sense. But now they're having another match 2 weeks from now. But this time Drew picks the stipulation. And he did the same thing. He's like, oh, I'm not going to let you know till right before the match.
Really?
And it's a little.
Wait, they're having a match on Raw?
On Raw, they're going to have a title
good.
Match.
I saw you actually say that, and it makes a ton of sense. Since I know the ratings are doing horrible,
ooh.
They are just putting like good matches.
Ooh. Ratings are not good.
I know. Dude, nobody watches TV anymore. They just look at their phones.
I know.
That's it.
That's my thing.
That's what it is.
Bro, Raw, it's too long. And I will say, like, I do feel like, and I like Raw for the most part. I really do enjoy it. People,
it's been good. It's been
people
good.
People
bash it.
People
can suck.
Say it's unwatchable. That's not true.
No, people can suck.
But I really do feel like I'm watching the same show every week. Like, it doesn't feel different.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel important. It feels so, they go by the, I feel like they just have the same formula every week, and they just plug in the names to what they're going to do. Like, it's this, and there's just so many roll finishes. Like, so many.
Really?
There's so many bad finishes. But, man, whatever. So, listen, Drew's going to probably face Randy at SummerSlam, I think.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, who's hotter than those two right
now?
No,
they have to fight, but it's like, one of those things where it's like,
yeah, what do you do?
Randy should win.
And at the same time, it's like, you want to keep.
No, that's the thing.
You want to keep Drew's momentum going.
Yeah, of course you do.
It's like, what do we do here? We got two studs.
See, it's never. But sometimes you're forced. You have to make the match.
Yeah. No, you have to make the match.
You have to make the match.
Because, again, there are no two hotter guys in WWE right now.
And also, too, that's going to, like, force people to watch. Because it's one of those things where it's like, shit, what are they going to
do? Yeah, who wins?
Like, because it's when it's like, what's going to happen, though? So it's good and bad. Because it's good because it forces you to watch. It forces that intrigue. And, like, I have to see how it's going to go. But you know, no matter what, 50% of people are going to be pissed off.
They're always
but it's always going to be that. So fuck
always
right?
That.
Doesn't even matter.
I've,
why did I say 50? 100%
yeah,
of people.
Yeah.
What am I saying?
I've figured out now that, I mean, listen, no matter what, these neckbeards are going to bitch. They're going to bitch. But when they get something in their head and they're like, oh, this is what I want to happen. And if it doesn't happen, they're
they
angry.
Really
it
yeah,
doesn't
yeah.
matter what else happens.
Yeah.
They're just like,
nah. But that has to happen.
Why would he win? Or like they think like, that doesn't make sense. He should be, the young guy should be, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like whatever. AJ Styles wins and Matt Riddle loses. It's like, oh, they buried him. Like, you're fucking stupid.
I mean, come on, guys.
Yeah, come on, guys. Come on.
It's AJ Styles.
Button it up. Button it up. Swig of water for the working man.
Oh, there we go. There it is. Just like I hear on the podcast every week.
I know. But yeah, so that's kind of whatever. We're kind of treading water until SummerSlam, but
that's what they always do.
The other finish, a boy, Seth Rollins.
Yeah, I haven't watched. I actually last night I put it on, then I couldn't finish. But tell me about it.
It was bad.
It was bad.
It was bad.
It was really bad. It was really stupid. It looked insanely dumb.
It was very disappointing. And like, you know, you always hear Dean Ambrose said it. Excuse me, John Moxley. Be careful.
Don't dead name him.
Yeah. Be careful with nouns around Vince because he'll turn it into a prop real quick.
Really? So, he did say that. Yeah. I remember that, yeah.
So, like, obviously, you know, they've been attacking the eye. So, oh, I know what we'll do. An eye for an eye match. How do we do that? Oh.
You think that's what happened?
That's exactly,
that's 100%.
That's exactly what happened.
That's like, right
exactly
on the
what happened. Yeah. They just made it up. Like, I don't know. We'll figure it out. And clearly they had no plan whatsoever on how to do
but,
this.
But, see, that's what's upsetting because you and I, well, you, but me via text, laid out the perfect plan.
Perfect.
It was actually, see, that's one of those things where, like, people get mad at Vince for stupid things, but it's up to the actual performers and creative to make it good.
Yeah.
If Seth Rollins would have lost an eye and rocked an eye patch, do you know how far we could have gone with that?
You're talking all-time television.
I'm telling you, must-see TV, it would have won awards. Well, maybe not, but it would have made us laugh.
I think a series of spinoff films of a one-eyed Seth. Number one, he's Snake for real now.
Yeah, he's been
dressing like Snake for decades. Now he actually would have been Snake. Like, it was just, and now they brushed past it so quickly.
He could have came out. He could have got a dog, a C&I dog. He could have had the stick, even though it's like, you could still see out of one eye. He goes, well, I was never, that was bad eye. Like, and he could have, like, forget what you could have did with him. Like I told you, he could have kept going for his finisher. The curb stomp.
No depth perception.
It, no depth perception. Just missing it. Like, not even close.
And
you
they like
ran with that joke.
Like, they went with the wrong guy, too.
It made no sense.
Yeah. Like, you could have... There's so many things you could have did. Like, and I know the big question is, like, okay, how does he get his vision back?
He's Jesus!
Like, he's Jesus. He can heal himself.
He heals himself, which is funny.
And, like, I'll go with it.
Yeah.
Also, you could have did... He pretended his eye got ripped out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You find out later it was a fake eye and he was never blind.
Yeah.
And he was just... faking all this
to
be like, oh, I'll be like, he never lost an eye. I need proof. I need to see the eye. And like all that stuff. And fucking like, this just.
You could have had segments in the back where he's like trying to tell people, hey, look into this like telescope. It's like, no, Seth, you going to try to steal my eye?
Yeah.
You could be trying to steal people's eyes in the back.
There's so much.
It had so much potential. You could have had it writes itself. They're always looking for like how to fill in hours. It literally writes itself. For weeks upon weeks, how far you could have taken
it. The thing is, they're really, really, really bad at comedy.
Yeah.
Any kind of subtle comedy.
But it's not their job. Like, it's usually...
Well, writers, it's their job to steer in that direction, you know?
But that's funny. I don't know. Because, like, think about it. Like, think about, like, Jericho and Owens. That was some of the funniest shit I've ever seen. Because they're both hilarious.
It was the rare situation where... Vince is like, okay, I trust these guys. Go out, be funny, do your thing.
Do your thing.
Too much, most of the time, it's this overbearing, this is what we're doing, and blah, 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 and like, you know, I mean, listen, we don't know, we don't work there, but it's like, I got an idea what goes on.
You can kind of piece it together.
Yeah, you can piece it together. Like, Fandango was able to fly under the radar. Vince was like, I don't get this. What is this?
I don't care.
Just put it on. I don't care. People seem to like it.
That was so good. That was such a waste.
Bro, legit, some of the funniest stuff ever in the company.
No,
ever.
They literally no joke writing. Like, I was the Fashion File is what we're talking about. We were literally, every week we would text each other, like, hey, I'm impressed. Tyler Breeze, if you're listening, Fandango, seriously, that work was not wasted.
Nope.
We appreciated it. Like, it was excellent.
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 You could absolutely make a case. The funniest stuff ever on WWE television.
A fashion case.
Wee woo wee woo wee woo wee woo. Like legit. Whoa. Easy. easy. Fandango might be the funniest person to ever be in WWE.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Like, yo, legit.
Yo, he's hilarious.
I've never laughed at a wrestling match. When I saw him live in White Plains, he was like dancing with Chris Jericho. Like Chris Jericho to clothesline, he would like duck and like dance out, and it was legitimately funny.
Yeah,
like legitimately. No, not WWE
good, man.
Funny. R-Truth, like I just can't read or write. Funny.
No, they're not funny.
Who like whatever, you know? R-Truth makes it work.
I used to be a big Santino guy. I used to think he was hilarious.
Oh my god. Oh, he might be funny in real life, but not on TV.
No,
I mean, listen, sometimes you get a chuckle out of you, but like I don't like stupid funny.
No.
I'm highbrow, baby.
Highbrow.
Let's talk about this guy getting his eyeball ripped out, you know?
Highbrow. Now, right below the brow, this is an eye.
It's an eyeball.
Let's talk about the eye. Let's get back to the eye.
But just the way they did it was so bad.
How phony did it look?
This fake little... I didn't even notice the eyeball until later when I went online. I was like, what's the eyeball? I was like, man, they didn't even show... Like, I was ready, like, bro, go nuts. Go nuts with this. It's already stupid. So I'd rather you go to the max. CGI blood squirting out.
You see the eye roll out, then you actually, the camera goes from the view of the eye.
Yeah.
So you can see Seth Rollins looking at it.
I'd rather you go all in than half. Basically,
half-assed.
They were like, this is stupid. There's no way to do this. Mm. Let's just blow past it.
Really?
Yeah. Because then like Seth like threw up or whatever, which was gross. And like, oh, that's the horror show. Like really threw up. It was disgusting.
Really?
Yeah. It was just so phony. Like, I'd rather you go all in. Apparently, they did film something like that, and Vince hated it and was like, this looks terrible.
Like something ridiculous?
Yeah, like it was like CGI or something. And
well,
he was like,
I don't like CGI.
Yeah, he's like, this looks bad. I don't like it. Let's just do this. But now the next, right after that, the lady was like, the nerves are still attached, so they should be able to save the eye. And it's like, so we're just throwing this out. None of this matters. I hated it. I really hated
it.
And
really?
I feel like this was
really?
Like, dude, this was like 3 months worth of blind Seth Rollins. Come on, bro.
Yo, him performing a miracle on himself to regain his sight, to regain his vision, would have been so... There's no more brag. Forget about winning at WrestleMania, the most exciting cash in ever. I gave myself the gift of vision.
Yeah. And then you find out he never lost the eye.
Or that. That's even stupider, but whatever.
Yeah, he was afraid he was going to lose the match, so he brought a fake eyeball with him. Yeah. And Rey Mysterio's like, I need to get a lawyer to find out if Rey really lost his eye.
If Seth really lost his
eye. Seth, what'd I say? Rey?
Ray?
Yeah. Oh, I lost my eye again. Dominic. Yeah, it was, you know.
Damn, man. Very disappointing, because I really did think Seth was going
to
lose
I, like, convinced myself, like, oh, Seth's losing
Seth
an eye.
Seth has to lose an eye.
Like, we're getting
eye
patch Seth Rollins.
Oh, he would look so cool.
And then also, Moxley had recently rocked an eye patch. Then the only thing left is Roman Reigns to lose an eye at some point. Or just start wearing an eye patch. But
maybe it catches on. You know, mask, eye patches. Let's get nuts.
DR. I appreciated Kevin Owens' jump-haul-up feet. Some old wrestler from the 90s. Jobber. Not really. Montreal guy. He was a pirate. He was a pirate in WWE for a while.
And he made that deep cut reference? What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Those are Kevin Owens.
He's
why is he not
the top
anything?
Of the line? He's there, but he's floating. They have nothing for him, but
it's
he's
okay
on.
To float.
It's yeah. It's okay to float. Dude, Randy floated for like 7 years.
Yeah, dude, it's okay. It's okay. Man.
Legit. I mean, 2012. Literally, Randy Orton was just in a float, like in a tube going down a lazy river, doing nothing.
Fighting like Wade
but Barrett. He was on every show.
Yeah.
Just art like,
nailing it.
Yeah, just
nailing
it. It's just
it
like,
in.
What's up? Like, man, this roster's whack, bro. And then when the Shield showed up, it was like, thank God. Oh,
finally.
Thank you.
You're right.
And there was some bad motherfuckers, but still. Mm. They weren't. It was like, Sheamus again, huh? You know, I like the guy, but come on now.
Yeah.
All right. They also did the swamp match.
Tell me about
Bray
it.
Bray Wyatt. You didn't see any of this, right?
I think I watched actually the Bayley Nikki Cross match. And I'll say this. Nikki Cross actually like good in the ring. She like has like these little
Nikki Cross is good.
Yeah,
dude,
she like moves really fast.
There's
like,
almost people love to bash and like who's the I have to get out of these wrestling groups. I'm only there to get like a feel of like the you know what people are saying. But like everything's just like who's overrated, who doesn't deserve this, the worst push, like nothing's ever positive. But like I said this before, I was like, how many people are bad on WWE television?
No, none.
One or two maybe. Joe, they're all good. They can all work. Obviously, some are much better than others.
Of course, but they are professional
but
wrestlers.
You know, it's like, dude, Nikki Cross is good. Nikki Cross is good.
Anyway, I watched, because again, that was like the first match. I think I watched like the tag team match. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about two people that's just like Cesaro and Shinsuke. Like, what? Like, just
I know.
Throw them together.
I know.
It's just, I mean,
at least they
it
won.
Sometimes it's, no, of course. But we just did this with Sheamus and Cesaro, so it was like,
yeah,
try it again with somebody else. Who I know. Can't, we have nothing they for. They
just have no faith in
but
Cesaro.
But sometimes it works, because like, Sheamus Cesaro was actually great.
Yeah.
Great. And that was like, thrown together, bullshit, but whatever, it worked. Anyway, so yeah, that's all I got up to. Then I watched the Bayley-Nikki Cross match. Again, I know you've been singing their praises, rightfully so. Love me. Love me some Bayley and Sasha.
Dude, they're great right now.
Love me.
It's and like
love. They're fantastic. You
know, I talked about patience.
Yeah.
You know.
Two people who floated.
Two people
for it, like,
who
a long time, yeah.
2-3 years ago were like just getting abused, like doing nothing, like just in terrible stuff. But it's like, yo, they just kept at it. They kept giving you quality, and eventually someone gets pregnant. And you get to move into the top spot.
Seth can't pull out.
Bro, sometimes you just gotta wait it out, dude. Even though she's been, you know, but like they're at the top of their game right now.
Isn't it funny though? Because again, it's just I think wrestlers know that too. Because like not everyone can shine at the same time. You need,
yeah.
It just doesn't work.
Austin always says like, you know, the wheel goes up, the wheel goes down.
So someone like I actually noticed her and I forgot she was there. I was like, holy shit, that's Alexa Bliss just on the sideline doing nothing.
Yeah.
And 3 years ago, she was the one who was just crushing
bro.
It. And Bayley and Sasha were doing nothing.
Yeah. She ruled with an iron fist.
Yeah,
Alexa
iron
Bliss.
Fist.
Cutting 20-minute promos.
But yeah. Bow down, bitches. Yeah. Like, it was her show. And now she's doing nothing. And that's
nothing.
Okay. It's okay.
Yeah,
she'll
it
be
happens.
Back.
It happens. She's
now, it's also
underrated.
Funny that it always happens to be like the heel who is like killing it. And
yeah.
When you're a face,
that's
you're
my
doing
thing
nothing.
Too, where it's like, I'm really starting to notice a trend of my favorite wrestlers.
Yeah, no, I
it's,
know.
Dude, they make it damn near impossible.
I don't think
for a legit. No, they do.
See, you're wrong. Because I, again, if you talk to a kid, which we don't.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, if you ask a kid, they like the faces.
I think there's a happy medium, though.
No, let me say this. No adults ever like the faces. Because I remember being a kid. And actually, I would get into arguments and start crying. I was like, why are you rooting for the heel?
Yeah,
and because an adult's like, because life sucks, you little prick.
I like
you just
the
don't
angry
understand.
Guy.
Like,
yeah.
You don't understand. This guy's funny.
It's like, this Hulk Hogan's full of shit,
yeah,
bro.
Get out of here.
He tried to steal this guy's wife. Like,
yeah,
clearly.
Like, stop. Yeah. Never. Yeah. It's always when you're older, you especially like RA, I mean, that 18 to 45, whatever demographic, they always like the heel. Always like the jerk off, cocky. Whatever.
You're allowed to have fun. You're allowed to be funny.
Yeah, you're just allowed to cut loose.
It's tough.
But when you're a kid, you love the baby face.
I think there's a happy medium, though. I think you have to know who can pull off these just awful baby face promos. Like, Drew can do it. Drew's that good.
He can, but again, there's also no crowd, so like it kind of works.
True, too.
But if there was a crowd booing him, it's like it might not work.
Yeah,
because I will say this. Say this was whatever how long ago,
uh-huh.
Roman Reigns cutting it. You'd be like, oh, so it's working. It's working.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you think it's working.
Yeah. For whatever reason, man, they feel baby faces need to be these sarcastic dickheads.
Nah, I know.
These, like, just jokesters. Like, I don't. It's so corny all the time. Like, I don't know. Fucking.
But Drew does do a good job because he keeps that intensity level real high.
Yeah.
Like Roman's, like, too chill. So
yeah.
When Roman has to like level it up to like he'll kick your ass, he can. But like Drew's always there. He's always like,
yeah.
I'll murder you. I'll kick your fucking head off. So like even though he's cutting that stupid like joke, yeah. It's still kind of is. I think is. I listen. I love Drew.
Yeah.
I absolutely. Me and him. I feel the same way he does. He's been singing his praises. Drew is an absolute stud.
Stallion.
Top of the line. Top of the food chain. This guy.
I think.
Good for him.
Yeah, I know.
And good for us for getting to watch him.
I know. Like, we called the baby. We called fucking. It's like, this. Just wait. You wait.
What would you call? We didn't call shit back in 3MB.
No, not 3MB. When he came back, and I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, when he was okay. Like, an Adonis? Yeah, all right.
He,
guess what? The sun's going to rise tomorrow, too. I'm
I said,
like,
yo, not for nothing, too. Quick jump. Dude, November, this guy was still just like a mid-level heel. He was.
Well,
he was somebody with the potential.
Yeah.
But, like,
yeah.
He wasn't getting some kind of big push.
No. He came back with Dolph, and it worked right away. Mm-hmm. Refresh my memory. He was in NXT to begin.
He was in
back?
NXT for a couple years. I think 2015, 2016, 2017, something like that.
So he was already kind of, like, doing
that. Yeah.
And, yo, people, like, a lot of people always did believe in him and, like, really, like, he did actually have, like, a little core group.
Potential.
Not even that, because he always had these, like, sick moveset, like this repertoire of just awesome fucking, like, holy shit. And yeah, I mean, it's great to see him put it together.
If you watch a couple things, watch the ending finish look. For Drew Dolph at Extreme Rules.
What, did you just kick him to the third, bro?
Fucking.
He just kicks Dolph into fucking.
Dolph's tuning up for the sweet shit music. And Drew just kip. He does the kick up. And then
Kip up right into
Claymore.
It?
Claymore. Like, it happens so quick. It's beautiful. It looked natural. Like, yeah, Dolph doesn't have time to wait. Like, you know how some people wait to get hit in the fucking face? Yeah, like, it was like a split second. It was like, uh-oh, there's a big man coming towards my head.
Yeah, you're talking to, Dolph. Professor. Who sells better than him?
Yeah. Mm. Oh, and he sold quite a bit. Yeah. I think every Roman Reigns promo would work so much better if he was just smoking a blunt. They all work better if he's just like, let me tell you something. Man, fuck Randy Orton. Like, he's just like, just chilling.
Yeah, you a bitch.
You a bitch. You a bitch ass. The fuck out of here.
Damn, I miss Roman. You know what's so crazy? You actually told me the other day, apparently Roman and Drew had a WrestleMania match. Who the fuck knew?
Yeah, well, maybe.
Are you kidding me?
Number one, there was 16 matches on that card.
I know, ridiculous.
And so it's like in the middle, and it was like, you know, just thrown together because Roman just came back. So just get them both on the card. But yeah, they had a Mania match.
So yeah, since I haven't done it since November. What do you think about WrestleMania? Two-part nights. We are all over the place, baby.
Yo, I'm trying to remember the things I start talking about. And
fuck
stray
that.
From.
Let's branch off.
No, WrestleMania was good. It was.
Great.
For these, especially like for the circumstances, like they knocked it out of the park. They were creative.
So, again, such a fucking, such a shame.
Yeah.
It literally breaks my heart. That Charlotte and Rhea Ripley, Seth, KO, obviously Drew is the biggest.
Yeah.
To not have an audience and not have that roar to cry. That's so
in a way,
so
though,
unfair.
You got, like, listen, I would have loved to seen AJ and Taker in the ring, but.
It's true. Still. That's true. Let's talk about that for 1 second. One second.
Well, good. We'll talk about that because that leads us into the swamp match,
what?
Which is where where we started this.
Yeah, that Boneyard match. If you guys remember how I feel about Taker, again, I love Taker. He's a legend, one of the greatest of all time. But obviously, towards the end of it, I was over it. I've been banging the table for his retirement.
Mm-hmm.
But that Boneyard match, I won't say it made it all worth it, but I laughed. So hard.
I've never left.
And I enjoyed it.
In years.
I enjoyed it so much. And it elevated AJ to, I mean, this fucking guy. Holy hell. We always used to say, like, I never would have guessed in a million years when he came over to WWE, he'd be this guy.
He's, I think, not since Goldberg in like 2003, he's the biggest pushed, most well-respected
outside guy
in, keep his name. And just take over.
Because he's just undeniable.
Yeah,
undeniable. Like, when he had matches, because again, he has matches with John Cena, and John Cena probably went to Vince, like, kicked down Vince's door and was like, this is the guy. This is the guy. I've never been in a ring with someone like that. Like, he's modern-day Shawn Michaels, whatever accolades you want to throw his way. He deserves it. But yeah, that Boneyard match, I mean, holy shit. And that's something where, again, if I was in the creative, in the writing room, in the creative, with WWE Creative, I would have been like, no. I would have been like, no, this is stupid. Don't do it. And thank God I'm not sometimes because holy shit, that was amazing.
They killed it. They killed
absolutely killed it. Best take a match in years. Bravo.
And that's
why
I said it's the perfect send off because number one, it was great.
It was so stupid.
It's just, it's so fitting of that character.
It works.
Who's hell in a cell, buried alive, casket, inferno. Just these ridiculous things he's done over the years. Yeah. And it was like, and also just, how ironic he's, like, in a way, a kind of pioneer in these kind of matches in his last match, even though Matt Hardy did it 4 years ago.
No, that's another thing. Yeah. I will 100%, and I'll admit, I'll eat some crow right now. I was so against this cinematic theme type matches, and I was against I was like, this is stupid. I'm wrong. There is a place for it, especially in 2020.
Especially now.
I mean, with the COVID stuff, pandemic, but even without it, though, like, it throws in a nice curveball.
Yeah,
switches
it up.
You can't see just, again, I love nothing I like better. This guy's a promo guy. I'm a five-star match guy. Like, I love watching a really, really well-told story in a ring. But if you throw one of these in, it makes the whole show. It's nice. It's really nice.
Yeah. Do you still didn't watch the Viking Raiders in the Street Profits?
No, I'm not that.
They had one. It was like 28 minutes.
Was it really?
It was like, if you just, I'm not going to judge this. I'm just going to watch it.
Was it fun?
It was fun.
It was fun.
Okay. I was entertained. It was stupid. And it wasn't advertised. It just started happening.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
You were like, yo, what's going on?
Okay.
And they're like, yo, there was an alligator, and there were ninjas, and like, it got crazy.
Also, this doesn't always work, because I actually hated the Cena-Wyatt match. Hated it.
Yeah.
I was like, I get what they went for. It just sometimes just doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so tell me about the swamp match. Was it something similar to that?
It was okay. I wasn't crazy about it. I saw a lot of people actually really liked it. To me, I feel like it could have been more. It wasn't as action packed as the Taker one, and it wasn't as insane as the Firefly Funhouse. I feel like it was two in the middle. Cause like basically it starts off Braun pulls.
Was it
up.
Too much like a real fight?
No,
like just
it wasn't
like a bat.
Yeah, it was real, but like there wasn't enough fighting. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like it starts off, Braun shows up, he fights off a couple goons for Bray Wyatt.
Oh, he did have this. There was goons.
Oh, there were goons.
Okay,
goons.
It was
solid. But I feel like it could have been more. This is just me.
Where does one get goons?
Can I
get some goons?
Goons are us, as Bruce Prichard would say. Because fucking AJ had some too.
Yo, amazing.
Like, that's one. Like, show me that segment. AJ being like, okay, how you doing, fellas? Welcome. This is orientation now. Okay, here's your black hood. Here's your, okay. Now what we're going to do, we're going to try and kill a biker demon. All right? This guy's got magical powers and a motorcycle. I'm not sure. Not sure how it works. He's got bad hips. Go for the hips. Like, show me that.
Now, do any of you know how to fight?
Yeah.
No. Don't matter. Too late. Let's go. Matter.
Just you got to come at him in waves, one at a time.
No, make sure you don't gang up. You want him to actually fight one at a time.
Yeah. That's the best way to do it.
Because if you all gang up, well, actually, whatever. Let's just go.
So Braun shows up. Bray disappears.
But vanishes like Batman? Like, he has smoke,
vanishes.
Like, whatever?
And, you know, this is like, hey, I'm back, man, with my 40-minute promos. So Braun, picks up the rocking chair, which you can see the price tags on the bottom, which is real funny. And he chucks it. Fights off a couple goons.
You saw price tags?
Yeah, I saw price tags. They weren't, glaring, but, I spotted them. Then he gets attacked by himself in the black sheep mask in his old costume.
They did some Full House, when John Stamos met John Stamos.
No, they didn't do side. They were
they didn't do that?
They were like, fuck it. They just shot like this. So it was just cut together. Real, a lot of cuts. Go watch this and count the cuts.
Oh, wow.
Oh boy, a lot of cuts.
Okay.
So then he wakes up and he's in a chair tied up with chains, in some kind of house. And there were times like, oh, this is kind of cool, but there were kind of times I'm like, oh, man, they're in somebody's backyard right now, bro.
What's the thing? Because, again, none of the Boneyard match was cool.
Yeah, it was just
none of it.
Fun.
You can't be cool because there's no way because it's fake. So,
they do kind of lend themselves more to comedy because it's just – it's so silly.
Yeah.
It's hard to take serious.
Yeah.
You know, and yes, WWE does a great job, but at the same time, they're not good at making movies. You know what I'm saying? They don't understand subtlety or, you know. So anyway, Braun's chained up and Bray comes in. And this is where it kind of killed me. Bray talks for 6 minutes. Legit. And I was like, yo, what's going on here, bro?
Really?
And he's like, I'll never do what you told me to do. Whatever. So then a lady comes in with...
Wait, real quick. Did he say suck an egg?
He was... He did do that. He was like, he was breathing heavy. So then this lady comes in with a veil with a snake.
Sister Abigail?
I guess it's supposed to be. The snake bites Braun, blackout.
Oh my God.
Braun wakes back up.
Nagini?
Yeah, Nagini. Braun wakes up, fights a couple more goons. One gets lit on fire. It's pretty funny. Then Braun starts walking towards a lake, and then you see the lady again.
Okay.
And she flips up her veil, and it's supposed to be Alexa Bliss. And she's like, Braun,
why?
Do you remember? They used to be a tag team
on
the Mixed Match Challenge. And she's you want to be. This was my favorite part because, you guys are paying attention.
Okay.
This is some deep cuts. This makes
That's
sense.
A deep cut. I actually don't want
to. So
yet.
She was like, Braun, you want to be with me or whatever? And he's like, oh. And she disappears in the mist. Bray Wyatt attacks him from the back. Couple shots. Braun smashes him into a boat. Let me just say. Bray is the most snowman-shaped human being I've ever seen. Just barreled. He looks like Bluto from Popeye.
No,
an inflated human.
He's puffy.
He's
puffed
I'm like,
he's
I don't know.
Up.
I don't think I've ever seen a human shaped like him.
I don't know what his diet is. He's a big boy.
Just steak. I don't even know.
Yeah, he eats meat.
So then he's in a rowboat. The rowboat, like, goes off. Then the rowboat comes back. He's not in it. He attacks Brace Braun some more. Like, 1,000 shots of lily pads. Basically, Bray, like, falls in the water, and Braun's like, it's over. It's over. And they even put the little tag at the bottom. Like,
oh, okay.
So you're like, oh, okay. Then Bray jumps up and grabs him, pulls him in the water, bunch Fiend of shots in the water, and then, of course, the Fiend pops out and goes,
where'd Braun go?
Yeah, where'd Braun go? We don't know. Dead. So it was okay.
It does not sound bad.
No, it doesn't. It really was okay. But I thought, I don't know, I felt like they could have did a little more action-wise. I feel like, well, it was a little in between.
Again, maybe because it got, like, bogged down at certain points, especially with, like, a six-minute speech in the middle.
Yeah.
But, like, you just told me, like, someone got hit with a boat, yeah. Someone got lit on fire, you told me goons. Like,
it was okay. I think maybe because it was, like, a pay-per-view, and I was expecting, like, yeah, there's going to be... I mean, I was, not like, stupid of me, but I had, like, high hopes for this. I was like, man, someone's going to get their eye ripped out. We're going to have a swamp match. It's, like, stupid. How long you been watching? Like, come on. So I feel like maybe I set the bar a little too high for this match because I was, like, kind of hyped for it. Maybe if they'd have done it on a Raw or a SmackDown or something.
Why would that have made it better?
Because it's not pay-per-view. It's like, oh, tonight Braun visits the swamp. Yeah. And, like, he goes, it's like, oh, shit, like, this is cool. I wasn't expecting this.
All right, well, it sounds like it was, like, not, like, that horrible.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't. I just, it didn't do it for me.
Let me ask you a question because I already have my answer picked out. Book 2 superstars to do another cinematic match.
In WWE?
Yeah, right now. Yeah, obviously. No, fuck.
You know
TNA.
What I forgot about? House of Horror match. Terrible. Randy and Bray, like, in a house. Kind of before.
Oh, that wasn't that bad.
It wasn't great.
That wasn't bad. That wasn't, like, great. The beginning when they were still trying to
take
it serious.
They were trying to figure it out.
Because I remember, you forget they also had the comp, Bray compost.
Yeah, comp.
Wyatt
they've been
compost.
Doing these things for a while.
Yeah. But again, that was actually, like, the same thing with the Randy match. Yeah. It was a good match, but they tried to make it, like, cool. It's like, you guys.
It's like, those are.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was actually okay. I remember I watched that match.
It was all right.
But it was too serious. And also, too, it felt too much like that Edge and Randy WrestleMania match.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is just like, I'm not here to see punches and,
yeah,
like, that last man standing kind of vibe. Like, no,
yeah.
No, not about that.
Yeah, it gets too, like, if you're going to do that, you got to up it. Like, that's all AJ and Taker was, really.
But they upped it.
It's like, and it's so funny because the people are like, there's not enough moves in this match.
What they did with that match, too, which really kind of made it kind of move, was every 8 minutes or so, it felt like it's like, all right, take us at level two and then level three. Yeah. And then now there's ninjas.
Like, there was like, and that's what happened with Braun. Like, it was fine, the swamp match. I think I just set my expectations too high.
Okay,
but
that's
a good question.
So, yeah, no. So, but
ooh, I mean,
like, and now also, too, you have to think, it doesn't have to be like super cool. But think about what two WWE superstars could do the most with it or be the most creative or make it work. Now, again, we kind of looked at, like, it needs to be somewhat fun. It can't take itself too serious. It can't. It just cannot. So, go.
Well, right off the top of my head, just as far as, like, the funny, Rollins and Owens
would make
something magical. Something magical. Like, Owens, like, where am I? Or, like, just, wah, yeah.
It has to be Rollins now, because Rollins, he did jump to the next level where it's like, he's just a supervillain.
Yeah, he's a supervillain.
He's just
evil.
A
like, supervillain. If they did, like, he's like, welcome, like, he's the Joker and whoever's Batman.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm missing. I mean, there's so many people.
I think Dolph can actually do something really funny. Like,
oh,
he could
yeah.
write something that would really kind of work. Like, if you just like, hey, Dolph, do your thing. It's you and... like him and AJ would be amazing.
A Republican National Convention match. It's just people in red hats coming at you. No masks. That'd be funny. Owen's like, where's your mask? Where's your mask? He starts stunning people.
So stupid.
I really have to go to. I'm trying to think of some women, too. Because they did the Money in the Bank, too. Oh, the Money in the Bank was straight comedy.
Straight comedy.
Straight
right?
comedy. Straight comedy. A little too much, in my opinion. Mm. Like, I would have dialed back about 25% on the comedy. But it was still good.
Okay. You know what actually would work? I think Seth Rollins, Aleister Black.
Yeah, if you want, like,
a
fight.
Real cinematic.
Yeah.
But, like, kind of funny, because Seth Rollins can supply the comedy. Because you don't need that much. You don't need to be
no,
ridiculous.
You need a touch.
You don't need to be, you don't need to be, like, slapstick.
Yeah.
But, because Aleister Black will actually kind of be, like, because he's kind of, it works for him. He comes on a fucking that Undertaker
like,
board when he gets introduced. So it kind of works that he's like, dark. Does he have powers? Like, can he shoot like lasers? Like, what's
going
on?
I think he's just.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah, there's some. I like to think of some for the ladies too.
I'm trying.
Bailey'd be great. Something I gotta think about.
All right. Next podcast. See,
I haven't. I actually, because you haven't been here. How do you feel about Otis as Mr. Money in the Bank?
Oh, take a guess, Christopher. How do you think I feel about? Oh yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Bro, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I know. Because it's just like, bro, I can't picture this guy as champion. Especially right now, SmackDown's just awful.
Not even, forget about what the guy looks like, even his talent. Let's put that aside. What did he do to get that shit? You know what I mean?
Yeah, he like.
And sometimes the Money in Bank, like some people win it, like this guy, and then they do something with it after. But not as enough evidence that shows, like, what can he do?
Yeah.
Tell me what he does well.
Yeah, he's like as of right now, so far, like a mid-card comedy act, which is fine, but that's not your world champion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last time I checked, the Money in the Bank was for your world champion, not your mid-card comedy
like,
act.
I feel like he won it, and, like, because I guess he was kind of hot at the time.
Was he?
A little bit. And then it's just like, how do we actually do this now? Like, is this guy really going to cash in and be our champ?
No.
I just can't picture
now,
it.
Now, how much, because there'd be a lot of vomit, but how much vomit, how much would you throw up if he cashed in on Drew McIntyre and beat him?
I'd be pretty upset. I'd be pretty agitated.
Beat him with the worm.
I'd be pretty agitated. I'll be honest. There's only one man to take that belt off fucking Drew McIntyre right
Let's
now.
Let's talk about him. Let's talk about Randy Orton.
That's
okay,
it.
Okay, now, I haven't been here for any of the Edge stuff. I gotta say, some of the best wrestling I've ever seen.
In ring. The match.
The Edge and Randy.
Yeah, I'm
sorry if I didn't build that up enough. But even their feud, this feud's been off the charts. Off the charts. I absolutely love it. I can say it's the greatest ever. It's up there. I love it. That's enough.
Yeah.
But that match in particular, I thought, obviously the billing of they set themselves up. But again, I think it worked. Because it created this hype.
It did work.
It created this hype. It actually did have a selling point. Sometimes you just need something.
Something. A hook.
Be the best. It had a hook, which is great. And yo, my boys delivered.
Yeah.
And I got to say, again, when I got back into wrestling, because I follow the same timeline as you, where we stopped watching together and then we came back at the same time. So I didn't see the rise of Edge. Like when I left in the first time, it was kind of like, Edge's champion, the fucking tag team. And I'm like, how? It's like, because you didn't watch him develop.
Yeah.
That's how. What are you talking about? This guy's amazing. So I always kind of looked at Edge like, fake superstar. He's not that great. Holy shit, man. I'm so wrong. And then even looking back now, like knowing what he is and seeing him, like I watched The Undertaker, him, Edge and Undertaker, WrestleMania. Bro, Edge is an all-time,
elite.
Elite. Randy.
Elite.
I'm so happy because I've been buying Randy Orton stock since day one, and I never sold. You motherfuckers like, sell. I was like, no, he's a fucking thoroughbred. Finally getting someone of respect he deserves. Because this guy, holy shit.
It's undeniable now.
Thank you.
Undeniable. I mean, he is the best he's ever been.
Yeah. No, I actually do agree. I mean, obviously that Legend Killer at the first time was all
but
off
he's,
the charts.
He's 42 now or whatever he is.
Yeah.
He's at the top of his game, still in his physical prime.
Now, I will say, too, I also do think that, like, the void of, like The Undertaker being, like, apparently he's gone.
Yeah.
I do think kind of Randy was like, oh, I'm going to pick up this mantle.
Yeah.
Like,
it's my turn.
Pick up this mantle.
It's crazy. Like, he's so much younger than Undertaker is.
Yeah.
Like, imagine Randy Orton 15 years from now when we're 45.
You don't say that.
It's tomorrow, baby. Tomorrow. We'll still be doing this podcast.
Got you. Yep.
Yeah.
Hopefully making some fucking money off
it. I know. I said this. Edge's promos are so good.
Yeah.
They feel like... They feel out of place.
No, you nailed it.
They're so real and raw.
I was like, what channel did I flip
to
when it came to him? That promo he laid on Raw. Bro, oh my God.
It's a man speaking from the heart.
Yo. He is simply wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. I'm here all day. All day for an Edge title rant.
Absolutely.
Are you kidding me?
And that's the rumor.
Are you kidding
me? The rumor is Drew drops it to Randy, Randy drops it to Edge. And then I would assume, I'm totally cool with that, as long as Drew gets the belt back.
Yo, run it back, son. Let Drew win the Rumble again.
Yeah, back
run
to back.
Run it back! Next year, hopefully there's fans. I don't think there's going to be fans. But hopefully next Mania there's fans. Run it back. Because Drew deserves it.
Yeah, no, Drew.
Drew deserves it. Back-to-back champ. This is your guy.
He's the guy. Like, I don't know. Wait. He's not, like, stone cold hot or anything, but, like, he's.
No one is.
Yeah.
No one. Stop saying it. You love saying this. Yeah. You love it. Only stone cold was stone cold hot.
Yeah, but people catch fire. Brian, Punk, Becky.
You're right. But
that's it.
I mean, you can still. But I know, but you can still. You love saying that, like, but no one is that.
No, of course, no
Undertaker
one.
Undertaker was never that.
No one will ever be.
You get hot, people. You know,
fucking. It's also like, you know, that kind of thing too. It's like, dude, that was like something that never happened before. Mm. A culmination of like yeah, there was Hogan, but this was totally different.
Yeah.
You know, like they bring back the Attitude Era. Like you can't bring back, like let's bring back the Middle Ages. Like you can't fucking and things happen because of circumstances. Mm. You can't just bring back the way you do. Like it's
silly. What you're saying is we can't make America great again.
Yeah, no.
That's what you're saying.
It was never great. Okay, read your history. Do your research.
Look into it.
Let me fuck all over the place. Asuka and Sasha. Ending was stupid. Because that's a big moment. Double champs. And like, you watered it down with like, do you even know what happened?
No.
Basically, you know,
I don't know what we're talking
about. Some shenanigans. Asuka spits mist in the ref's face. So Bailey rips the shirt off the ref, puts it on. And Sasha had like hit Asuka with, I don't know, a belt, something. Counts 1, 2, 3. And okay. Then they just take the belts and they're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And like the music plays. Like it was okay.
They want to run it back.
Yeah, they want to milk it out. Yeah, but I just feel like, I was like, eh. They also did a lot of that throughout the night, kind of like wishy-washy. Mm.
And that's true. That's true. Like, MVP,
they start to add up. Mm. And like MVP's walking around with the U.S. titles. Like, I'm the U.S. champ probably because Apollo's got COVID and is home. So it's just like, who's the champ? What's going on? Like, I got too many questions. But at the same time, it's like, well, you're going to tune in now because you need to know the answers. Ooh. Like, is Braun Strowman alive? Ooh. Maybe he's dead. Ooh. Run with that. Like, Braun Strowman's dead. He has died.
It was counted as a COVID death.
Yeah.
The numbers are pumped
he
up.
He drained in a swamp. He had a high fever.
He tested positive. By the time he drowned, he was positive.
We
so
tested
counts.
The water.
It counts. Let's keep businesses closed forever.
Yeah, WWE, baby. Yeah, you know, whatever. It's just SmackDown so bad.
No, it's unwatchable.
It's so bad. It's
I remember tuning in that first day. It went to Fox, and I was like, "Oh boy."
Yeah.
I was like, "Oh boy."
Yeah, and like it's just one of those things that'll probably never fix itself because Fox is gonna be like, "Your ratings need to be higher."
I did happen to catch, I think it was Paul. Whatever. Bray was a vampire for some reason, cutting a promo. Did you see that?
Oh, the other night?
I think it was on
Friday?
No, I think it was Extreme Rules.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so he was a vampire. But he cut to something. He was like, I'm going to show you the worst thing I could possibly show you. And he cut to the karaoke segment.
Yeah.
That was very funny.
That was funny.
That was very funny because that segment, trash.
How does that make it to TV in 2020?
Trash.
How does that make it to TV?
Trash. What do you mean? That is TV. Because that's what network TV is, my dude.
So bad.
The Fox guys came in like, I got a hot idea. So the Masked Singer and America's Got Talent and America this.
That's what it is.
That shows are killing it. We need a little of that here.
Like, if you're going to do something, at least let your funny people do it. Let R-Truth do it. Or, you know what I'm saying? Someone who can maybe get a chuckle out of this. You're going to send out poor Dana Brooke.
Yeah, it's tough.
And Tamina, who can't even speak, you know, like when they put poor Bailey and Sasha in the fucking Dr. Shelby segment, and like they weren't ready to try and be funny.
No.
It was awful. You gotta know what people are capable of. Mm. Bad coaching.
That's tough too, because it really is setting them up for failure. Because again, like you're going from Daniel Bryan Kane, and you're bringing this guy back. You better have people. Again, just it's. Always, if you want to do something, just put Seth and KO in it.
Yeah, that's it.
And it'll work. Just put them in it.
You can't take people out of their comfort zone.
No.
Hey, Daniel Jones, go out for a pass. You're going to get blasted.
I know, right?
Blasted.
All right, so what else was on the card?
I don't know. Nothing that matters.
Nothing that matters?
Yeah, those are the big things.
All right, couple of questions I got to ask you.
Yeah, spit it.
I think I heard you said it, I don't know, on a podcast. Maybe we were just chatting. Who's better, Drew McIntyre or Roman Reigns?
Drew McIntyre.
Drew McIntyre, you think is just better? You've seen enough. That's it.
I've seen enough. Mm. And I love Roman Reigns. Love him. And like I feel like Roman is handcuffed. I feel like there is more there. I feel like he's never been allowed, because I watched some of his stuff in FCW. The guy can cut a promo. Yeah. And he still cuts good promos now. He's come light years. But I feel like there's a personality there. There's a funness there. That's not a word, but whatever it is. There's more there that they don't let him. They've been like, no, no, he's this tough guy. Like, which works sometimes, but I feel like there's more. He can do more. And he's stale as fuck.
Yeah.
As is Charlotte. He hasn't changed in 7 years. Drew McIntyre, but like...
But now, but again, like Drew McIntyre, like he's just started. Like I'm always like kind of wary because it's like you might get bored of Drew McIntyre doing this fucking same old song.
We've also seen at this point, it's also not the superstars; it's the way they book them. Like they have such a hard time of keeping people strong yet fresh, and like not letting people. And it's not an easy thing to do, especially in 2020 when like half your audience just wants to hate it.
Yeah.
But like, dude, in the last year, like Becky, Roman, Seth, even Kofi, people were like, "Eh, this is boring, stale champ." And like, I know there's always that group, but like, they get bigger.
Well, also too, what happens is after a month, I don't care who it is, the person has to drop the belt.
Yeah, you have to.
Like Kofi was the greatest thing ever. You and I were fucking screaming for him to lose.
Yeah,
screaming.
He had to lose the ring.
He had to lose.
Yeah.
And, we would have made him lose so much earlier.
Yeah. That's because it's like.
Through no fault of his own, through no fault of WWE Creative, it's just, things run their course.
Yeah. Same thing with Becky. We're like, yo.
Yeah, Becky
she
had to go. Becky,
has
yeah,
to
yeah.
drop this. And I was glad it wasn't Shayna because, like, I just don't see it.
Yeah, but I get Shayna.
I get her.
Shayna. Like, yeah, you're not going to like everybody.
I know. Like, but I get what she is, go. But, like, her promos, they gave her terrible promos.
No, she actually, I think you're wrong. She cut a promo when Becky got pregnant.
Yeah, that was good.
That promo was, I'm talking, I was like, I actually said, I was like, yo, she gonna spit some fire. Yeah,
that was good.
Spit some fire.
I'm not in love. Mm. Like, Asuka's so much better. So, I said, I hope it's Asuka.
Yeah.
I hope it's Asuka.
I mean, ooh. No, she's another one. Just, it's upsetting, because, like... You always say, like, it's underwhelming, the show, because of the talent they have. The talent they have right now. I mean, we started coming back in, what, 2010, right?
2011. Jack Swagger.
So Jack Swagger, Alberto Del Rio.
And like Ezekiel Jackson.
Yeah, oh, my God, I forgot about Ezekiel Jackson.
Yeah. Like, and, like, there's talent there, but not what they have now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are loaded.
Like, Sheamus should not be your champ for 6 months.
Loaded. NXT, did you watch that match yet?
Oh,
wonderful.
Keith, which one?
Keith Lee, Adam Cole.
Oh, yeah, I watched that. Yeah.
I should smack you.
I love that big motherfucker.
Yo, he's another one. Money.
I want him and Drew to team up. For no reason.
For no,
like whatever. Drew's fighting with somebody. He's like, I've got my partner. And then fucking Maskin is glory.
Yeah,
whatever.
No,
and he's like, oh, they're so big.
It's amazing when you watch someone who's just them. It's just something that's just effortlessly. It just like happened to work. That's it. This guy works. Adam Cole's ridiculous, by the way.
Oh,
he needs
Adam,
to be on the main roster. Yeah, he needs
one.
To be. Or just, I don't know. They need to maybe don't keep it as separated as they keep it now.
Yeah. That, like, cause I mean, they barely care about
the brands, right?
People just flop back and forth. But sometimes it's like, bro, I don't care. Like, you need Asuka in as many fucking segments
as you can. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You need Bayley and Sasha in as many segments as you fucking can.
I'm not saying always, don't overdo it, too.
Yeah, don't overdo it.
But Sasha, them going to NXT.
Well, it makes sense.
Yeah.
The less Baron Corbin, the better.
Oh, your boy.
And I don't hate Corbin. It's just like, this guy should not be the focus of your show.
No, this guy should not be the main character. No. Minor role.
Like, you know, this guy's here to get beat up, and that's it.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, he is better, but, like, he still ain't great.
Let's talk about Matt Riddle for a little bit.
Because
his lips
are
so
they're uncomfortably big. I can't watch.
They are sadistic.
Yeah, I like him a lot.
That promo was horrible.
Yeah.
I will say that.
Yeah.
Him talking about his feet and the bro. Like, again, if that's just him, that's just him. I didn't see many of his promos. I've seen a couple of his NXT matches. I mean, the guy could just fucking go in the ring.
Very different style, too. I like it. Very ground-based.
Bro,
I love it.
He,
bruh.
No, yo, he, homeboy hits. Yeah. Like, he has actually, because someone pointed out to me, like, when Kenny Omega had that amazing match against, Okada.
Okada.
Yeah. Okada. And just like the impacts of these like strikes, because again, to pull that off in a fake fucking sports, a thing of beauty. And Matt Riddle has that. Like he just like him and Morrison was so goddamn good. Yeah,
dude, I want Morrison to be champ.
John Morrison should be champ.
He should be champ. Should be champ. That guy's got it all.
He actually, because back when he got fired, how long ago? He has way more personality now.
Yeah, way more.
Way more personality.
I mean, this guy's seen the world.
Way more, yeah.
He's like, hey, I've seen the world, man.
And he does have that. I mean, again, because we don't have that many lucha-style wrestlers in WWE. He actually has that. He is that.
I got a quick question for you. This is weird.
Go.
How do you feel about every single black guy in WWE?
Have you met Vince McMahon?
Being involved in one storyline.
Have you met Vince McMahon?
Is it weird? I keep going like, is this weird?
Yeah, you keep...
I don't know if it's weird or not.
Trying to bring attention to that?
I just am like...
Well, again, why are you acting like Vince goes, hey, you're Spanish? Go with that Spanish guy. Hey, but he does it with all.
He does it with all races. So it's across the board.
Literally, there was a European faction not so long ago. What was it? The United Nations?
Yeah, League of Nations. Which was a real thing.
So Vince is a dinosaur.
Yeah, he is.
He's a dinosaur.
Because now it's MVP, Lashley, and Shelton Benjamin, which I like. They're called the Hurt Business. But he's still trying to recruit Ricochet and Cedric Alexander, two people of color.
Yeah.
And he's feuding with Apollo Crews, another man of color. And
R-Truth
always keeps popping
in. And they just brought back
Ron Simmons. So it's
I didn't see that. I saw
Mustafa Ali also came back. And Ron Simmons, Farouk was backstage talking to him. He's like, man, this ain't the way to do it. This is how you do it. It's like, so we doing like a new nation maybe?
What they're doing is Vince is going, all right, we need another black person for the black segment.
Yeah. Where's the black segment?
What black former people do that? That's literally.
He's like, Vince, listen, man. I don't know how you've gotten away with this for so long, but like the world's different. Yeah. It's like, yo, dude, it's like, if I was watching TV, I'd be like, what's going on here, bro?
Yeah.
And then you see the next segment, they're like, these are my favorite people, Andrade and Angel Garza. And they're like,
they put
ninja.
That's real funny. But I guarantee, because I did see the Austin Theory was there for like a second. You know what happened? They put Austin Theory and Vince came in and goes, whoa. Thought this guy was finished.
He's like, hey, how you doing? Whoa, whoa, what's all this? No comasta? Who are you? You look a little, that's it. He's out of the group.
Yeah.
Where's Seth? Wait. Oh, you're with the white boys now.
Hey, with the white boys now.
I should have known Austin Theory.
I thought it was Spanish.
I read it wrong. I thought Austin Theory. you got to say these things out loud, Hunter. You can't just give them to me on paper.
My eyesight's going.
I'm going. Damn. Austin Theore.
Throw up. Austin Theore.
Yeah, man. It's confusing. It's not, though.
Oh, man.
It's pretty on the money. Have you watched any AEW?
I hate AEW.
Really?
I don't give a shit, bro. You think I'm going to watch this? I don't watch what I like. I love Randy Orton. I can't watch.
It's true.
You think I'm going to watch a bunch of fucking 150-pound guys? wait. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Listen, I know people are like, it's a million times better.
But I keep up. I did see that your boy Sammy Guevara got fucking canceled, right?
Yeah, Sammy Guevara. I mean, he says, but he'll be back. They did. Yeah. I feel like they had the absolute perfect response because it's like that's some hardcore shit. But like, you're 22.
I'm also kind of joking. I actually do root for AEW. I don't watch it. It's not my style. It's not my cup of tea. But I get who it's for.
Yeah,
they love it. I love that. I love when people have things they can watch that they love. It's great.
Yeah.
And you want to talk about someone with a fat cock, Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, big
I
dick.
Love him.
Big dick energy.
Love him. And his fucking black wife.
Whoa! Maybe she'll join up with the MVP.
No, I love... no, Cody's great. Jericho's been pissing me off on social media lately. He needs to fucking tone it down. I know he's probably still playing a character.
Yeah,
but he's also just... Hey, man, you're a dirtbag. You need to fucking relax, guy.
He's salty. He's a little salty.
Very salty.
He's salty.
But yeah, I mean... Hey, man.
Did you watch TNA Slammiversary? Excuse me, Impact? It was good, though. Everyone said it was good.
I didn't know they were still around.
Bro, they're legit like one of the longest running companies. They blown WCW out. Yeah, ECW, right? They're like one of the longest running. 15 years almost, 20 years, something like that.
You know what sucks too? Because there was a while where they were actually not bad. I watched. Yeah. Like, I mean,
supposedly
they
they're getting better.
The talent.
Dude, if you find your little bubble, if you find your audience, if you don't overreach, you can exist.
Yeah.
That's why I thought maybe the XFL will work. Maybe.
No, I don't know why you thought that. I don't know why you thought that.
Yo, fuck the NFL, bro. Fuck it all. I'm over sports. I'm tired. I'll be honest. If there was no wrestling, I would have handled this pandemic much differently.
By the way, guys, just so you guys know, because I'm here to keep the facts straight, this guy is so full of shit. He has nothing to do. He makes it seem like he's busy. This guy does nothing. I'm sick of him saying it. Because I haven't watched because I've been busy. It's like he does nothing.
I do some stuff.
Does nothing.
I made a meme.
Oh, yeah. Thinks he's hot shit with his fucking 190,000 views. Meanwhile, fucking there's some high school sophomore has way more than that.
Yeah, bro, if I had a pair of tits, I'd be unstoppable. Pair of nice tits. That's it. Staying so nice. All right, let's wrap this up.
Wrap it up, baby.
This has been Breaking K-Brave Radio, the best wrestling podcast in the world. I'm at Chris G573, also known as The Sound That Runs the Pound, also known as SRG's Rock Newman, with my co-host Steven Orlano at Steven Orlano. I still don't have a sign-off tag. It's been 20 years. I'll catch your ass down the road.